Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope. Good day, friends. Welcome to day 5 in the guided prayer retreat, Journey in Faith. Today's theme is knowing and comfort. Listen to these words of scripture to find wisdom for yourself today. The first reading comes from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 10 to 14. For thus says the Lord, only when Babylon's 70 years are completed will I visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come to pray, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me, if you seek me with all your heart. I will let you find me, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. Hear these words from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 18 to 22. If only I touch his cloak. While he was saying these things to them, suddenly a leader of the synagogue came in and knelt before Jesus, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live." And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. The next reading comes from the letter to the community in Rome. It's Romans chapter 8, verses 22 to 28. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to God's purpose. And lastly, Psalm 121, verses 1 to 8. My help comes from the Lord. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. God will not let your foot be moved. God who keeps you will not slumber. God who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. God will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. Herein lies wisdom. Thanks be to God. And now words of reflection from a member of the Islington community and a leader in the Guided Prayer Network, Dale Kacharsik. It's comforting to know that there is someone or something you can turn to when life becomes overwhelming. Friends, family, and even strangers often step in with practical help for which we give thanks. But what about the times when something more is needed? Where do we turn then? The words of Psalm 121 were etched on my heart when I memorized them as a child, and they continue to resonate, reminding me to stop, take a breath, and lift a prayer. Some prayers are a single word, help, wow, thanks. Other times those prayers are a conversation that goes on. And then there are times when the prayers are groans, too deep for words. Often I don't even know what I need to keep me moving forward, but God does. I have plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. I can remember a time when I fell to my knees in the shower, overwhelmed by the medical and family needs that awaited my attention. The water drowned out my groans, and water washed away the panic while I prayed. I was not alone. God would send someone to come alongside and help us cope with the challenges ahead. And God did. I have plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. We were in Italy. I remember the wheel of my bike catching the edge of the pavement and being thrown into the middle of the highway. Miraculously, I was pulled to safety before several trucks passed by. I fell to my knees in thanksgiving by a tiny roadside chapel. The bike was a write-off and I was pretty banged up. I couldn't cycle anymore, which made me available to listen, and several fellow travelers had a deep need to be heard. I have plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Knowing that there is a God who will help me through the tough times brings me comfort, and my hope is that sharing that news with others will comfort them too. I wonder what words bring you comfort and help you know God's presence in your life. I wonder when in your life God has sent someone to support you. Let us pray. All-knowing one, we give thanks for your Spirit who intercedes for us when we can only groan. We are grateful for your comforting presence in our lives. Amen. Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.